Says the Mishnah, Daf Ayin Hey, based on the bottom, Noga Becherso Shel Tanur, if the Korban Pesach came in contact and touched the walls of the oven, so then it came hot, not just directly through fire, but through the walls of the oven, Yiklev is Mekrem, you have to peel off that area. Notaf Meroitfoy Alacheres, if it dripped down from the gravy onto the clay, then the Chazar, a love, jumped back onto the Korban Pesach again. Yitel es mekoyma, you have to remove. Here it's not enough just to peel it. Here already it penetrated as well because the gravy went inside of the Korban Pesach. and so therefore you have to remove a section. Do you think as far as the thing that Kadeklifer? Notaf meroitfoy al haselis. What happens if it fell from the gravy onto flour? We'll see any more later about hot flour. Yikmeit es mekaymer. Now this gravy is Korban Pesach, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it because it became hot through the flour. So you have to completely excise that area. Okay, that's the first part of the mission. Second part. Soche b'shem and truma. If you smear the Korban Pesach with the oil of truma, imcha buddhas kainim. If it's a group of kainim, yoichu, they can all eat it, no problem. Imcha yisrael. If it's eaten, imchayhu. If it's raw yadichenu. If it's raw, then you just rinse it off, no problem. But im tzaliu, if it's already roasted, yikleif es achitzen. If it's roasted, then you have to, so therefore it's much more vulnerable, it's able to absorb. Machlek is reshoinim if it's still hot or not hot. And yikleif es achitzen, you have to peel off the outside. Sochu b'shem ha'shem ha'isa sheni, if you used oil ma'isa sheni, which you can eat in Yerushalayim, lo yasenu, domim abenei chabura, do not redeem it, you don't redeem ma'isa sheni Yerushalayim unless it's tamei. Gemara. Very fundamental argument which belongs in your day in Chulin and is here in Pesachim. Itmar we learned, and Shabbos we had a few times. Cham leteich cham. If something hot falls inside something hot, then Divrei Hakol, everyone agrees, Asur is forbidden, because if one is Asur, one is Mutter, one is meat, and one is milk, they ask each other. Tzainin leteich tzainin. If something cold falls inside something cold, then there's no problem. Divrei Hakol Mutter, it's permitted, you just have to rinse it off and that's it. What about cham l'teich tzeinin? Something hot falls on top of something cold, or tzein l'teich cham, or something cold falls on something hot. So do you look at what's on the bottom, or look what's on top? Rav, Amar Rav says, what's on top is the primary influence, and therefore if it's hot or cold, we look at what's on top. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, tatogava, the primary influence is the one on the bottom. That's settled, that's stable, and therefore it manages to influence whatever comes inside it. Let's analyze our Mishnah. Now we look at our Mishnah and not have it drip down. Meroitvoy from the fats of the Korban Pesach alacheres on the walls of the oven. And right now we think that the walls of the oven are cold. The Chazar Eilav. And then this fats then goes back to the Korban Pesach. Yitelas Mekoyma. You have to what? You have to remove, excise its place. Kosal Kedatra. Right now we have the opinion that Becheret Tzenen, the oven itself is cold. But something hot was on top, the Korban Pesach had fell down. So Bishleim, according to Rav, says it's a big issue. Why? The Amad, he says, it's the primary influence is what's above. Therefore, you have to remove, when this drop goes back to Korban Pesach, this gravy, you have to remove it, because this gravy now heated up the oven, and now it became, and then the gravy in turn became hot through something else outside of fire. So therefore, you have to excise this place. The gravy came down, heated up the oven. But the head is mildly radiated. Then the oven.
If you say the wall is cold,
yes.
So and this gravy touches the wall.
Heated
so
up. Heated
so
up.
Say that the heat that the gravy transferred into the wall.
That's right. It's no longer fire.
It's the gravy zone.
It's not fire. And v'chihodo roitev a Pesach komat v'Pesach machre chamusu the cheres. And then when this gravy comes back in contact with the Pesach now is warming up through the heat of an oven. It has to be directly through fire, nothing else in between. Okay, it makes sense. Now, the Shmuel, according to Shmuel, he says, Tato Gov, the primary influence of Tato, Nachedas, this clay oven, Kivin, it's saying it was cold, Akure Mekele L'Reitiv, it cools down L'Reitiv. The Mayitl is Mekoimbo, so the Reitiv has no influence anymore, so why do you have to excise anything? Cold stuff doesn't have an influence, it doesn't penetrate. Answers the Gemara, who told you that the oven was cold? The next Gemara will see that we're going to learn that the thing on the bottom was hot, the flour was hot. The clay was hot. The oven was hot. So the bottom was hot. That's why it's an issue. Okay. talking about the flour. What's the story there? Tanah, we learned in our Mishnah, not of merit for al aseilis, if a little bit of the gravy fell down into the flour. Yikmoit as mekayim, you have to excise the space where it took up. Because al kadata, right now we thought b'seilis in a cold flour, and again the problem is that the gravy was hot and the primary influence is above. Like Rav Bishleim, the Rav Dami log of the primary was above. Mishmachim as mekayim, that's you have to excise the place. The matter of aseilis. That you heated up the flour, the hodr who durone, it goes back in the it goes in a circle, the hodr sailors and martichal the day, and then the sailors goes ahead and heats up this gravy. Become mat for reitiv machmas chamimus of the sailors. Come out, this reitiv now became hot through the heat of the flour, which became hot from the heat of the gravy. Rachmanam at sliyesh lets the machdo v'racha. Teda said at sliyesh only if you're looking for fire, not through something else. You got to cut it out. Shmuel dama tatogav. The main thing is the bottom. What's in the bottom? Cold flour. Sailors kiven. It says cold. Akurikomekale. It cools it down. Lomalik with mekayme. Why do you have to excise the space? Avrav Yemeshmuel. This is what he said. According to Shmuel, we learn that the thing in the bottom is the hot one, either the oven or the flour. Pashut.
According to Shmuel, yeah. If I'm sitting in a cold water bath and somebody opens up an urn with boiling water that comes onto the thing, and according to Shmuel, I shouldn't feel any heat in my leg because the cold water cooled down the hot water that came into my.
Try it and see. Tell us what happens.
Exactly. So I'm telling you, it won't happen like that.
What's the point? It has no influence. All you're doing is you're feeling the hot water itself. It doesn't have an influence on the cold water. You're feeling the hot water itself.
So it's a Shmuel saying, I'm feeling the hot water, but that really didn't heat up the cold water.
A little bit, only click for what it is. That, you know, by Ad-Meka, the rule is Ad-Meka is a little bit out of the zone. That's why you need to look at a click for. Machlekes is showing what Ad-Meka means. Ad-Meka means while it's cooling down, or it means while it's weighing down. Because it's heavy. The one on top is the one that's weighing down the bottom, so something gets absorbed. But only click
for. You have the same question on both the people.
As here, he just got smicha, so he would just learnt it. However, in Hichas Shabbos is very relevant as well. We had enough mem. What we should say? Omer Rabbi Yemeshmuel b'seilis. Where are we? Tanah, we learned. Sochay b'shemen shel truma. We learned if you smeared it with oil of truma. Im chabud is koinim. If the group of koinim yechli eat it from Yisrael, they eat in Yisraelim. Im chay if it's raw, yadichenes rinse it off. And in Shilion, if it's roasted, yikolev hazachitzi. You just peel off the outside. Bishlem l'rab. The Ahmad, he says, Ilogoban. He says that the main thing is the Ilah, so the oil which is cold is on top. I'm telling you, for Sagal, clip it off just to remove it. The Ilah, the oil on top is cold. He says, why the Tatogoban? The bottom is a Pesach, which is hot. Since the bottom is hot, Pesach. Mivla Bolo, who cares if the oil is cold? Tatogoban, so the oil was absorbed. What do you tell me? It's enough to rinse it. My sagile but clipper, and wise enough just to peel it off. You said if it's roasted, just peel it. Why peel it? It penetrated. Nitzel gamri, it should be also completely. Answer the Gemara. Shiny sicha. Sicha is very different. The masha balmahu, David. When you do sicha, what you do, you baste it. You put a little bit of oil on top. Nothing, and therefore, even though the bottom is hot, it doesn't penetrate more than typically. For there's very little oil there to work with. Tanya kavasi de Shmuel. We bring a couple of braises that support Shmuel. That tato gover. Number one, it says Cham l'toy Cham osir, hot and hot is osir. Chen tzein in shen osir l'toy Cham, cold inside hot osir. Clear that the bottom is the influence. Cham l'toy tzein in v'toy n'toy Cham. What about hot inside cold and cold and cold? Madiach, you rinse it off. You do is rinse it off. Clear that the bottom is the influence. Cold is no problem. Cham l'toy tzein in madiach. The more is the question. You tell me hot inside cold. All you do is rinse it off. Kivan the chamo, since the one on top is hot, add the mekele. By the time either it cools down or the mekele while it's pressing down, it's impossible that a little bit didn't get absorbed. So therefore, clear me in the boy. Let's have a clipper. Why do you say that? All you need is rinsing. L'chaydi, you need more than just rinsing. A little bit of effect it would have had. Say, well, you're right. Eleima say, cham l'teich tzeinin. If it's hot inside cold, kailif. Hot inside cold, you talk, you need klifa, you have to peel it. Only then do you just rinsing is enough. You're right. Even though the bottom one, the tatogo, the bottom is cold, but if it's hot on top, a little bit does penetrate, so you need klifa. Tani, that's a braisa supporting Shmuel. Another braisa. We learned, we have hot meat that fell inside hot milk, the thing that Zainish and the Ham are cold fell inside hot, cold meat into hot milk. Osir is osir. Again, Tatogovi, look at the bottom. Ham let it say hot inside cold, let's say cold and cold. Madiach, you just rinse it off. We're asking the question, Ham let it say Madiach, hot inside cold is sufficient to rinse. Kivan, the Hamu, because it's hot, add the make later, the time it cools down. If it's possible, then you'll absorb a little bit. L'chayde clip of me in the boilers, cholapachas, you should require, they should peel. Ele'emo, say you're right. Read as follows. Chamlet, it's in hot and say cold. Kailiv, you need clip. But saying it, it's saying cold and say cold. Madiach, you just rinse it off. So you have two braises supporting Shmuel. Tell you my right there. I'm a man, we learned. Saying it, it's saying Madiach, you just rinse it off. I'm a man, 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 I'm Since you didn't salt it, it's cold and cold. Oil, it's only the surface, and it's a surface thing, and therefore you just rinse it off. But if you salted it, it is asid. Shmuel said, if you salt it, it makes the whole meat much more tender, and it makes it able to absorb. And therefore, it'll absorb whatever is on top of it, and it's a problem. If you marinate something in vinegar, it's like it's mavushal, and therefore it also makes it tender. If you marinate something, and then you have something us or something you had to, it absorbs. That's salting like it is. That is very salty. It doesn't only mean very salty that you could tell, you know, in those days it didn't have refrigerators or freezers. They used to preserve things through salt. That's not what we're talking about. That will remain salty forever, and even rinsing it off is not going to make a difference until you actually soak it. But we're talking about over here salting, that you're salting it to, let's say, salt the meat, so to get rid of the blood. Or if you're salting it excessively. And even so, then we say while the salt is there, sorry?
Is it
still edible because of the salting? But that's called in a comfortable way. And but then the machlek is poskim when you say, how long do we say that meliach harekeresech? Only kashir melicha? Or forever, as long as the salt is sitting on it. When it comes to salting for preserving, it's forever. Till Kozman, the salt is sitting on there, it's forever. It's always is Meliach Harek Eresech. When it comes to salting, excessive salting, not Meliach Le'urche, but excessive salting, there's a machlekes, if it's only Kashir Meliach or not. And then there's the Rama brings on that today we're not even a bucky anymore, what's considered Shir Meliach or not. So we're Machman, unless, you know, Shas L'chak and all that kind of stuff. Says the Gemara, it had a saying Gemara Chulin and all the Rishayim are Chulin, not here. But Ahu Bag Goizla, it was this chicken. The Nafal Kada the Kamcha. It fell inside a big vat of milk, and this Kamcha is this Kutach business, which is very salty. With the whey, remember that whole mixture that we had. So a chicken fell inside there. The Shaila is, what happens now? It's cold, but it's very salty stuff. Says the Gemara, Rav Chinna, the son of Rav from the city of Pashreina, actually allowed it. He said, no problem. Who else would have been wise enough to be permitted? Because most of the bodies say, oh, treif, that's it. Who else would have been there who had the guts and the courage to say, as mutter, for this kind of a din, Rav Chinna, had it not been for Rav Chinna, Rav, mid Pashreina. The Gavra Rabu, he's a big man, he knows what he's talking about. Amalach. He'll say, Ki Amar Shmuel Meliach. Say, when you say that salty, is Kiraseach She'ein Nechemach Mochi. When do we say salt's a problem if it's excessive? Hi Nechemach Mochi. This is how you make it. This is the mixture of Kutach. The mixture of Kutach is you make it salty, and that's how you eat it. That dip is how you eat it. So therefore, that is Nechemach Mochi. It's not Kiraseach. However, Vahani Mil, when is all that said, Chai, when it's raw. But if it was roasted, if this chicken would have been roasted, then boy, then this chicken would have absorbed, and you need at least to remove the shell. Machleik is a shayinim, and in halacha, if it means dafke when it's hot, or even tzli, now it's cold. Once it was roasted, it makes the whole thing tender. Most of the shayinim hold that it has to be hot right now. If it's cold right now, it becomes dry again. On the contrary, it may become even drier. But others say no. Once it's roasted, it's tender. Doesn't matter dry if it's hot or cold.
Are we talking about the chicken, the actual skin?
Yes.
The skin,
it depends if the skin is enough.
If you're going to eat the skin or not.
It depends if the skin is there. If the skin is there, then that's the cliff. V'loy amran el lasapil. There's no cracks in it. I will eat bepil. There's cracks in there. Then usher, because then the cracks, it'll penetrate right through the cracks. But vim etav etav liyasa, sorry?
No, it's just like people don't realize that if you have a piece of cold meat and roasted meat in the fridge and milk falls on it, then it's, I mean, the way we pass it, it's awesome.
However, in halach gufin, there's a big machlekes if it's hot.
Yeah, but I'm saying halach.
We should be there, but we say it's all right, and everything is a big, is so expensive. It's considered a chasid chak,
and
generally speaking, yeah.
Okay.
Unless it's like a nothing. Ve'im et tabel betable aser, and if it's spiced up, if you put a lot of spice on it, or if you marinate it, for example, then it becomes tender anyway, then for sure it's asur. Omar Rav Zerav, Basar Shchuta. Now we're learning more dinim of Yerideya. If you have geshochten the meat, shomein, that's fatty, shetzolui, now we're learning the concept of whether it's obvious that if the taste, not the taste, if the flavors mix together from a kosher piece of food to a non-kosher piece of food, obviously we got problems, and you got to look at shishim and all that kind of stuff. However, here we're talking about another concept called reicha milsa. The odor is the odor a problem. If you're baking in the same oven, milchis and flechis, but they have no contact between each other, but all you have is the taste, aroma that are mixing. Is that an issue? So, basar shchuta shamen, your fatty meat, you're totally in basar nevela that you roasted it, you grilled it together with not kosher meat, kochush, but it was lean. Then, asr, it is asr. Why is it asr? So let's look at Rashi. Rashi, basa shchuta shamen shetzolu betanan oven b'shnei shepudim. You have two spits. Zerach v'zeh. We're definitely not touching each other. What I'm talking about? They're distant from each other. Asad is asad. Shehareach min hashamen nichnes lekachush. The smell of the fatty meat will definitely penetrate the meat that is dry. It'll absorb it. Umefatmei, and it'll fatten that up. And then, once the dry meat or the lean meat becomes fattened, v'chayzeze umaytzereh gamhu. It will in turn produce another odor from its meat. And it will go back into the other one. Surely, if the kosher was on the receiving end, was a kosher, it's receiving, it's not second generation, it's first generation. The nevela shmeina ended, and the fatty meat was a tray for one. The vusa shmeina and rav, come teach you the name of nevela kosher. And he's coming to teach you. You shouldn't think that nevela kosher, that if the non kosher animal was the one of kosher, even though it absorbed from the kosher, that's where it ends. That's what you'd have thought. The chiddush is that no, it goes right, reciprocates. The chiddush is that it goes back and forth as well. So the shomein fattens up the kochush of the treif, and then that kochush in turn goes back to the shomein.
In brachas, the gemara is a discussion. What is the status of smell? Because asking a question came back to bracha.
Because that's something else. Then we need dovish on the shomein nenebo, shomein guf nenebo, and there the guf is not nene. It's only like the shomein. It's a ruchnik thing.
It's the smell.
Yeah, but that's because that bichas hanenin is that kind of a hano, which is not tangible hano or not. A different word. Says Yom HaRavayit, so that's Rav's chiddush. That not only that the reich milsi, the two chiddush, not a reich milsi, but it actually goes even a second generation. Says the Gemara, Balevi, Amalevi disagrees. He says, Afilu basa shchuta kochush. He holds, forget second generation, even first generation. He holds Rechalab milzihi. So he forget second generation. Afilu basa shchuta kochush. Even the kosher flesh was on the receiving end, the lean, shatoli, and basa nevela, shamin, mutamutam. Time Rechabam, only Rechab, Rechalab milzudav. He holds that Rechab nothing. And the Gemara said further, not only does he hold that way, but Allah is like him because Levi uv the Ovad, Levi uv the Beidesh Gelusa, Big Divid of Rachel. He wants Taka made a maisa in an oven. They cooked a goat and they cooked a chazer. And it was all right as long as they didn't touch each other. It was just a reich. Rashi, Avaduvda, Shenitzel Betano, Vamaisa, Vavona, Vehite, Dabracha Chazer. Says the Gemara, Vaita, Meisri, I'll ask you a question. In Tzonish, Neb Zalchim Yecha, you don't roast two Karm Sechen together, Mipnei Teruvus. It says in the Braise, you don't roast them together because of the mixture. Now, what mixture are we talking about? The Chayde, my love, Teruvus time. We're worried about the tastes will mix. And not only does the Karm Pesach have to be nominated, but also the taste has to be nominated. In my mixing, you're mixing up the nominations, the nominees. So, Lechayde, we see from here that what? That Eich is Milsi, Rashi. Vikasha Levi. Rashi. Ain't so shnip zonim gecham neit haru vizanim tza Pesach necho shalayim noivi. You're eating a Pesach for someone who's nominated. Vafilu gidi vitlesh. Hey, mischalfin zay don't get mixed with each other. My love, Taruva's timing, the potmi mahadodi, they get fattened from each other. Venim to pesach necho shleim liv.
Is this? Does it matter whether it's a shishim or not? The actual taste that gets transferred from one to the other.
No, we're talking about, but it doesn't matter here. We're talking about his nominees, and here.
But I'm saying if you've got something in your thing that is not shishim, it's less than shishim. Why should it ask you? Why should you say that you're eating something that you went this manner on? It's less than shishim.
First, how do you measure? And second, well, this person might get the full amount. But one person might get.
Yeah.
But like that, if you have a mind, we don't care. If you have a mind, all we need is a kazayis for each person. So if there's a kazayis of the rech, let's say the rech is a mashu, it's nothing. But if there's a kazayis of the reich, let's say, going, that's what we're worried about. There's a kazayis there.
If there's a kazayis reich into your kazayis that you're eating, or kazayis reich into the whole animal, you know,
whatever. But somebody's getting, let's say, something that's not part of it. Or you're having in mind, you're getting into your animals, that's somebody else's things.
So when you say things are bottom b'shishim, when you say things aren't bottom b'shishim?
We're not talking about an aveda here. We're talking about the mitzvah here that you have to have in mind only nominees. You don't want to have in mind people that are not nominated.
Correct.
So and you might have a problem.
It's not
a real question of bittul b'shishim or not bittul b'shishim. Now I have a mind. If you have 71 people in mind and one of them, okay, we said that Eilim Mulu is not a problem. But if you have some things, people that are no good, that are not supposed to be there at all. Where do we make a limit if it's 61 out of 60, 1 out of 70, 1 out of 80?
Now,
it makes no difference.
Is this piece of meat here correct?
Yeah, but what's it? This is to do with that the part of the carbon is going to someone who's not nominated. There's not a question of shishim here. That's what my treifa or kosher here. Talk about that part of the carbon is coming, part of the carbon is coming for someone that's not nominated.
This piece of meat, he's got something in it from somewhere that the people here didn't nominate to that.
That's right.
So even what you're saying is even there's a minuscule additive.
It's not trade for us, it's not a question of it. Yeah.
It's a minuscule additive from something that you weren't nominated on that makes the whole thing therefore that you're eating it, even though it's minuscule. And halachically, it doesn't exist halachically.
Yeah, but let's forget about Karban Pesach. What's the halakh of Rabbi Levi? To cook together a goat and a thing. Obviously, either is substantial enough that you feel the taste of it.
No,
you feel the taste of the chazer.
I'm asking the other way around. People who are very sensitive, let's say, to nuts and whatever. If halachically the peanuts are less than 60, you can say it's okay. Right? Even though I can feel it's going to affect me and I'm going to break out with whatever, but halachically I didn't eat. And halachically it's okay. Now, it's from a kasher perspective. Right? If you've got an issue of less than shishim came into something, right?
Yeah.
And therefore halachic doesn't exist. Well, now I'm eating it, I'm breaking out, and it's still a shoshim.
Didn't they have recently some foods that were not considered milk it
from halacha,
but
yes,
it still gave people issues.
Exactly. People who are lactose intolerant. Halachically, there's no milk here, but I can feel it because I'm lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to say it's the same idea here as this thing with the smell.
Could be, okay. Could be. So Gemara says no knife in there. Why not? You know what? No, you're concerned about love. Netaru is good for him. Pasha's scared. If you're going to roast two together, you might mix up the Karban Pesach. Who ends up with which Karban Pesach? In fact, Hachinam is tab. It makes even sense. It says in the Braisa, I feel you even if you have a goat and a sheep. It says that even if you have a goat and even if you have a sheep, wouldn't even a goat and even a sheep. If you tell me the problem is mixing up goofin, it looks so different. Still, we're worried. Makes sense. Even through the time, we're worried about the taste of flavoring and mixing up. What's the difference? A goat and a sheep. What's the goat and a goat? If it's taste, it's taste. What's the difference? So Gemara goes back. Olamai, what are you saying then? Al korcha, based on what you just said in the sefer, it's quite obvious then that we're talking about mitnei teruvos guf. We're worried about you're going to mix the bodies up. We're not worried about flavors. Taket is a kashanav. Who does have a teruvos time in shari? We're not worried about the flavors. New lema to have a tutor al kashanav. I'm going to be a machmaskin. No, we're talking about it. You should totally be steak datis. It's talking about over here. For example, you roasted it in two different pots. Rav holds that flavor is a problem. But here it's talking about that the Gedi and Tleh, we're not worried about the flavors because you roast them in two different pots. And therefore, there's no flavor mixing up.
It's just the smell.
No, they worry about exchanging, then they worry about swapping. And even according to me, that flavor is a problem, but there's no smell here. There's no smell here because it's in a pot.
But visibly, they look completely different.
Who cares? That's the Chiddush, Afilu. You get excited, you don't notice. Everybody's busy and excited. Who has time to look?
You're not allowed to put it in a pot there, I thought.
Oh, the Rishonim already asked the question. Not the Rishonim, the Achronim already asked. It's Slikeda, if you're allowed to and all that. We had it, Machleik, if you're allowed to do no Slikeda, if it's an own juices.
So Rebbe. It was without water, but just in a pot.
We had Rebbe before.
Machleik is. That's what the Gemara is talking about here.
But then you're like, yeah. On the grills. I mean, you're not allowed.
Yeah. They discussed it or anything. They're beautiful. Whatever. Yeah. Because you told them you take dates.
So what you're saying is you got it in the pot, you've got no moisture.
So Gemara's going to change it in a minute anyway. So, yeah, Gemara's going to change it to spit. Ella. Could we have a machlek if you're allowed to do slikeda or not? So if you hold, you don't lose slikeda, like Rebbe said before, then what's going on here? She's taking a date, like two pots. What do you mean, like two pots? What are you talking about? Don't have them two separate spits, two ends of the oven, which is like two separate pots, because they're mixing up. My taruvus timing. Bafilu kein shtek deitas. And even if it's like two pots, in what way? The leka taruvus timing, there's no taste there at all. Even though there's no taste at all, because they're very far away from each other. It's a very, or let's say even you have a wall in between or something between in the oven, right? A little bit of a semi-wall. Still, asam shudar gufin, you might mix them up. And achman afilu givitleh, even if it's a goat and a sheep. Omar amori sal mori ketanoi. This whole thing of whether there is a reichem milsenat, machli ketanoi. We learned haroide pas chama. If somebody takes off a hot loaf of bread, the nosna, and places it al pichoves yain shel truma on top of a barrel of wine of truma. The question is, did the bread absorb the wine, and now only a kohen can eat it? Rameir Ois Rameir says Yisrael is not allowed to eat it because it absorbed the taste of the wine of truma. And Rabbi Yehuda mat. Rabbi Yehuda allows it, and Rabbi Yisi depends. Mat b'shachit says wheat you're allowed to, it doesn't absorb. However, but Ois b'shachit says barley is a problem. Because barley absorbs. My lab tonight. This is machlekes tonight. Ma'asav reich la milsi. What is it? Just the odor? Is it nothing? Ma'asav reich milsi. Think about this. Lil Levi. Levi said that reich is lab milsi. Vadet tonight. Surely it's a problem machlekes tonight because the mayor says it's also the only reason why it's also because the taste, the flavor, the fragrance of the wine went into it and it's a problem. So obviously the mayor definitely holds that reich milsi. Okay. I can tell you, Kuli Alma, everyone knows Reich Milsi. Labit Malabin Luna comment that he, Omar Abba Babachomish Lokish, like this. The Paschama, hot bread, the Chovip, such an open barrel, since Reich Milsi, according to me, Divre Hakolos, everyone agreed that it's us, because the bread absorbed the wine, the hot bread absorbs. Pastin and cold bread and Chovis Megufa sealed barrel, there's no question, Divre Hakamut, nothing got absorbed. Like Nechelku, we're talking about here, the Paschama, we're talking about here, hot bread, the chavez chasum. We're talking about over here, hot bread, but a sealed barrel. Or pass a cold bread, but a chavez or an open barrel. Since reich milsi, the question in this case is the milsonat. Nami, and over here, by the korn pesach, is also kipas chama, the chavez psuchadami. Korn pesach also is an issue because it's like hot bread with an open barrel. Everyone agrees, reich milsi. Tony Rav Kana Bereid Rav Chinna Sava. Rav Kana Rav Chinna Sava learned Pascha of, this is interesting, Gemara. Bread that you baked with roast betan, or bread that you baked with fleishes in the same oven, Asa la ochla bekutcha. You're not allowed to eat it with milk. You're not allowed to eat with milk. Machmi, not allowed to eat with milk. Ahi Beinusa, there was this fish.
Which is really
good
against
life. No, it's a whole Rav Milsa, yeah.
Here
we
pass
him
according to.
We pass it every live mil. Yeah. The he bin nisa was a fish. The itav ye bahadi bisse that was roasted in the same oven together with flesh. Osra rovim be pazikl mechem kol chinali with milchis because since even though because there's a taste of flesh, and then you don't have it milchis. Not but not latayda is lost. Ma but was baked with it, so it's not latayda. Forget about eating with milk. Even eating with salt. Also, you know why? Because eating flesh and chicken and fish that was cooked together is bad for your breath and bad for tzaras. So, this is the mocker, the sakana to have fish and meat together. This is the only place. And what he's saying over here is that it's usr if you cook them together. And then we went further and we don't eat them together and all that kind of stuff. Mishnah. Chamisha Doron, the five things, that just like Korn Pesach, if everyone's telling you you're allowed to bring it, but the Korn Pesach, the Chiddush, not only you're allowed to bring it, you're allowed to eat it as well. However, the five things that come with Tumah. But they did not get eaten betume. The carbon oimer, the betume, lechem, the two loaves of bread. Lechem of shvuas, the lechem hapani. So oimer pesach, the lechem shvuas, lechem hapani every Shabbos. The zivchei shal metzibur, and the kabana of the shal metzibur. The seirir shchadashim, the seirir shchadashim. Even the kame, you still bring it. Hapesach sheba betume, nechel betume. But pesach is different. That's the only one that if you're tummy, you're allowed to bring it, you're allowed to eat it as well. Why? Different than all other kabbalah, shaloi bo mit chilas el chil. The only purpose of a current pesach is to eat it. So therefore, if you don't eat it, then it's you're not allowed to. Says the Gemara, chamisha lemutimai, what do you mean five? And not what? Lemute, chagiga is chamisha asa, the carbon of that first day pesach. The chagiga, the first day pesach, that you don't bring it to me. Sadam, I thought, keeping the carbon, it's a public carbon, communal carbon. Bikvi lemoy, a fixed time. Is titchei tumah just like if you push away tumah kamashalon kiven dislay tashlumi kol shiva, since it doesn't push away Shabbos. And why doesn't it push away Shabbos? Because any carbon the first day yom tov, if you don't bring the first day, you can make it up for 7 days. Ledachi Shabbos doesn't push away Shabbos, and the rule is with the Shabbos ledachi tumah. Once doesn't push away Shabbos, doesn't push away tumah. Freddy motiv nisten nami seir de galum. Why did you mention the seir of all the yom tov? It says it's included when you say the zvachim of the communal zvachim includes also the seir de galum. So why do you mention the Seir HaShchadosh? That's also concluded Zivchei Shlamim. Like Nisan, the Tanya Zivchei Shal Metzibah. How many we say, Seir HaShchadosh Itzchle, it's a special Chiddush by HaShchadosh. Sal Kedach, I would have thought, HaLoik Sibim Mayed, I would have thought, it doesn't say Mayed at all. You're saying that there's two parts of Chiddush. You don't eat it, but you do bring it to me. I would have thought that HaShchadosh, maybe you don't bring it if you're tameh, because what's the whole reason you bring all the other ones? It says the word moed yom tov and moed, but moed teaches you that even that it maybe pushes away the tumah. But Rishchei doesn't say moed. Salka, I would have thought, how like si be moed, doesn't say moed. Kamash lan, the Rishchei is ikr moed. Rishchei is called moed. Kedabayed, I'm going to buy it. Tammuz, the haishas and milui mali. The tammuz of the first year, the Eden were in the midbar, was a full tammuz. And the story of Meraglim, therefore pushed it off to Tisha B'Av. They received Karalai moed. He said by the guy Tishba, call him a Yomayid. Normal Pshad is talking about Tishba itself as a Yomayid. Lijba Bachure, to break the young ones. But we're saying over here that no, Karlai Mayid, I called Rosh Chedesh. It was a 29 day month, and I called Rosh Chedesh early so that so the Mayid is referring to Rosh Chedesh. So we see Rosh Chedesh is also called Mayid Zayamtev. Okay, we'll stop here. Ksuch the Tayyib, everybody, Gugi Ben Shiyar, whatever you need, whatever you want. Maybe we should be Malu Mashallah Seinu, be the Toiva. Thanks.